I'm William Andreessen, host of Speaking with Students, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Ninth Grade Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Dutchko. Ninth grade can be challenging. Let's experience it together. And March is career month here in Emmaus High School. So we are taking a little bit different focus of our episode this week. We are talking to a recruitment manager from Dorney Park on how to get that first job. So a lot of our freshman students are maybe entering the workforce for the first time this spring and summer. And Dorney Park happens to be one of our biggest employers in the area. So we took the time today to talk to Katie Knopf from Dorney Park about what it takes to get that first job, what you can do to ensure that you can keep that job, and how to mix fun and work in the summer. She is a longtime employee of Dorney Park. She actually started there in the ninth grade, so she shares that story and kind of what the expectations are for employees and associates there for the summer. So if you are looking for a summer job and you're not going to mow lawns or you're not going to babysit and you're looking for somewhere that's going to have an employer, this is a great episode for you to be able to get an understanding of what it takes to get a job in the real world. So please take the time to enjoy this episode with Katie Knopf from Dorney Park. And we are here today in March of Career Month. We have a lot of speakers coming in talking about to our students about what they might do after graduation, but a lot of times there needs to be some steps to getting that first job outside of school. So we're going to talk about what it's like to get that first job while you're in school. And we have the manager of recruitment from Dorney Park, who I assume is one of the largest employers of students in high school in our area. And we're talking today to Katie Knopf about what she does, about her ninth grade experience and, you know, her tale from starting at Dorney Park to actually being there at Dorney Park right now. So Katie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. We really appreciate you and including us in this podcast.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I've thought about doing this for a while, and like I feel like there's more kids in the ninth grade age range that are getting jobs these days and kind of working and wanting to work and looking to work. So I think it's important to kind of highlight some things where they're going out to get jobs and with real companies and real people outside of the building. So I think it's important to highlight like how they do that and, you know, some of the steps and strategies to get that job. But of course, we always start off with asking our guests like about their ninth grade experience. So today we're going to do a little bit different. Normally we ask them about their high school career and all the other stuff. But since your ninth grade experience actually has you, employment experience has you starting at Dorney Park, I'm going to ask you what it was like to work in Dorney Park. And you don't have to say the year because we never ask the adults to identify how old they are. So you started working at Dorney Park as a ninth grader. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what that was like?
I did. I talked to Chris a little bit, and I'm actually not from the area. So I had a committed parent who allowed me to start my work journey at 15 at Dorney Park. It was about a 45-minute drive every day to get here that I was working. I had a parent who was willing to get me to Dorney Park, and I applied at 15 and was able to start my career journey here where I still work, which is really wonderful for me. But it was a fun time. And then when I was 16, I could drive and I was really on my own. And, I was getting here all summer, by driving and working with the money that I had made for 15. I put towards a car and car insurance when I was 16 and kind of just kept going. My career here has allowed me to work through high school and college as a summer job, which was wonderful. And I know that I can say for other employees that are here, we've done the same thing. And we look at us as a huge employer. Like you said, Chris, we hire 2,500 associates each and every year. And talking about a ninth grade experience, I would say roughly 300 to 400 of them are 15-year-olds that are starting their jobs. And, we give avenues to keep working through whatever, end of, time they want to do with us. But it's a great first job to have. And I'm very fortunate to, be one of those people who's had that first job here.
So you said that you were driving 45 minutes. You live in Jim Thorpe, which I forget if you said, but that's kind of where you're from. So in looking at it, was there a reason why you picked Dorney Park as that first summer job? Was it at that time the only place that was hiring students of that age? Like, because to me, like, I don't know, like we're close by to Dorney, like, you know, a 10-minute drive from the high school, 15 minutes, whatever. But to me, driving 45 minutes round trip for that job and, you know, having that parent that's going to come pick you up at 11 or 10 or whatever it was, that seems like a lot of commitment. So what was it about Dorney in that ninth grade year that made you want to work at Dorney Park?
I think it was very similar to what still is today. It is an employer who hires at 14 and 15, and it allows an opportunity to get started in the work field.
So when you mentioned that you obviously went back the next summer. So what was it? What was it about working at Dorney Park in that freshman year that made you want to go back? Because, you know, a lot of times we have students that will maybe want to work a job. They go and it's like, I'm not really a big fan of that. So you were there and you're still there. So obviously it's going well. But like, what was it in that ninth grade year that you saw while working that kind of allowed you to kind of see like, I wouldn't mind going back there, or, you know, how you were treated, stuff like that?
Sure. You know, Dorney Park is and still is a fun place to work. We sell fun. That is what we sell each and every day. And as an employee here, as an associate, that's what I was able to experience throughout my high school and college career, was that I had fun when I came to work. And I was able to meet kids from all different school districts. And I made tons of friends in the area. And that kept me coming back every year. It was something that was very exciting to me. And I look forward to working in the summer, seeing my friends that I didn't see all year long. And it just was a great experience for me growing up. And it turns into this like family, right? It starts as an employer, and then it turns into working with people that turn into your family. And I truly have had that experience at Dorney Park.
So we had some students that kind of gave us some questions beforehand, and I'm going to try to work them in as things come up that you're talking about. And one of the things that you mentioned was about like having fun, right? So one of the questions the students asked is like, why would I want to work? Now we're talking specifically about Dorney Park, but it could be general of like, why would I want to work at any job? And obviously there's lots of benefits to that. But the question is like, how do you explain or give expectations to new employees to balance that fun at work and like also remembering that it is a job? Like, mm-hmm. A lot of times, like we've been talking about, students are going to be going to their first work experience, like outside of like maybe babysitting or mowing lawns, or like this is like somebody that's like an employer, like there's rules, there's all these other stuff. So how do you explain to like new students or new employees that have never worked a job before, like that balance between fun and work?
I think it's really easy for us to talk about that. For us, we sell fun in terms of when I'm out recruiting at different schools, I'm talking about our employee ID is a season pass. After so many hours, we get tickets for our family and friends. We do associate ride nights. We do a big end of season. We call it Big Bash, like a lot of fun things. We get discounts on things in the park. But we're also, when we're coming in, we're committed to working and we become part of that team. So regardless of which department you work at, you have a goal, right? Like this is what this is the expectation that was set for me. And this is what I want to achieve each and every day. And I just think it becomes balancing. Yeah, we have a job to do. Absolutely. And we want to take care of our guests and we want to take care of the experience that they're having. But we also want to, you know, partner that with, it is a fun place to work. And if it's something you want to do and you're committed to, it also leads into a leadership ladder. So we have seasonal leaders who are teenagers, who are growing up with us, and they are learning different leadership skills that they take with them for the rest of their careers, which is really exciting.
Do you find it to be that students are having, or I keep saying students because that's what they are for us, but, you know, associates, employees, like when they're coming in at that like 14, 15, 16 range, first job, do you find over time that it's been more difficult for them to kind of focus? Like, has it been the same like kind of levels of that? Or, you know, do you have to explain more to kids like you can't be on your phones, you can't be distracted by other things going on? Like, You can't have your AirPods in. These are all conversations we've had in school in the, over the last couple of years. But have you found that they kind of, when they go to work, they kind of get it, or do they need like more reinforcement of like those ideas and concepts?
I think cell phones are tough. I think cell phones are something we all, students, associates, adults, are attached to. So it absolutely is something that we continue to work with. But for us, we're building that work ethic. We know that we are the Valley's, really a lot of people, it's their first job. And we know that we have to set expectations for what we're looking for. So to answer your question, yes, I think we do have a little bit more of those conversations, or very similar conversations that they have in school. But it's just something we work on, and it's a coaching opportunity for us. We need to make sure we have our standards, what we're looking for, and that we are being consistent with our message. They yeah. cannot have their cell phones. They cannot have, you know, AirPods or anything like that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, as a season pass holder at the park, like I see that too. It's like, you know, there aren't, you know, there's the occasional kids that sneak the stuff. Obviously, if they're going around and picking up trash and stuff, like it's not, you know, mm-hmm. it is what it is, but you don't see it a lot. And I think it's interesting that like when kids at school, they kind of want to break and bend the rules as much as they can. But when they're being paid like a pretty decent amount of money to go to a job, I think sometimes for them, that's like kind of the wake up call that they need to kind of make sure that they're doing things that they need to do in order to stay employed. Cause that is the goal for the summer and beyond, is to kind of stay employed. So when you have like issues with kids like that, do you find that they're usually receptive to the feedback, or is it kind of like, maybe some of them will kind of leave because of that? They're not used to being put in that situation where they're, you know, at school, it's one thing, but in the real world, like if you do it and you don't follow through, you get fired, or you can, you know, get, you know, hours cut and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think it goes back to setting those expectations. We're very clear in our training of what we expect of our associates. We have to use progressive discipline plans if needed. And it's really an open and honest conversation. Hey, we need this of you. We need you to be focused on our guest experience. We need this because it's a safety concern. We can't have a ride operator on their cell phone. That's a safety concern. So we absolutely take them a little bit, probably in a different direction than at a school. But we have to address it. We have to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, talking about that, like, you know, we talk about the fun aspect and then also those kinds of things as well, too. Another question that kind of came up from our students in preparing and getting for the job is the expectation of like what they called like younger workers. So like if you're 14, 15, 16, we obviously know that, you know, summertime is busy with like vacations, and if they're playing a sport like travel sports or, you know, all these other programs that kids are involved in. So what do you say to kids that want to get that job, but they know that maybe they can only work like once a week or twice a week, where, you know, obviously as employers, you want them to work as much as they can within the rules and regulations, but at the same time, understanding that, you know, you have kids that have other lives as well too.
Absolutely. And I think for us, we are looking for availability that's a little bit more than 1 or 2 days a week. If I'm going to be honest, I think that is something we're looking for. But I also think that we can be a good employer in terms of we want the best applicant. And what is great about working at the park as a, you know, in that 14, 15, 16, well, it doesn't matter the age, honestly, is that we truly are a melting pot. So we could have a baseball player next to a theater kid next to someone who isn't involved in anything. We're all wearing uniforms. So we yeah. truly are like, it's, it is really fun to see the dynamics of our team come to life. But what that truly means is we want the best kid. So if that best kid is a baseball player and we need to work around a baseball schedule, cool. Theater, what I've seen in my time here, the theater schedule is almost busier than a sports schedule. But we want to be respectful of that, because we know that the kids who are involved are going to have more time commitments that they need away from us, but that makes us a good partner in the process.
So you said that you're looking for the best applicant that you can find. So One of the questions that came up and it kind of ties together is, so like the question was very bluntly, how do I get a job? And my question, like kind of to go with that is like, so what are those skills, or what are you looking for as somebody that's a manager of recruitment? What are some of the skills or things that students can work on or show in an interview process? What are you looking for to hire associates?
So we've changed our processes a few times, but right now it is truly looking at the application and looking at their availability. We are looking for a little bit of flexibility with it. I would say that where it comes to light of where they're going to grow with us as a company is after they are hired. So to answer your question, you just go to our website and apply. It is very easy. It is truly a 5 to 7 minute quick application. Where then we would dialogue with a recruiter, but it would be a very fast process to get a job. It's a little bit harder once we fill those 15-year-old positions to get with us, because we start in January. To hire 2,500 people, we truly are starting the process when people don't even think that we're in the building, but we're here and we're working and we're trying to fill those spots. But then when you are hired, it's how committed are you in terms of listening and following direction and taking the training and putting it into play? And how are you interacting with your coworkers? How are you interacting with the guest? But again, we see leaders 16, 17, 18 years old running very big operations for us because we've taught and they become part of our family at the park.
So you said that, you know, the applicant pool, what would you say is like I don't know if you can give these numbers out, but like as a rough estimate, like how many people, if you're filling 2,500 jobs for the summer, like what is the number of people that apply, or like, do you get, is it just constantly people applying? Like as like, you know, you're probably right now and, you know, maybe there's a couple coming in right now as we're speaking. So what does that process look like? You said it starts in January, like we're in March now. What, like, so where are we at in that process? If you're like looking to, apply to like somewhere like Dorney Park, like where are we at in that process?
I would say we are in the final big stretch of our hiring process. We get thousands of applications because we are a huge employer, because we're a great teenage employer. So we get thousands from the local school districts, which is great. I know we still have jobs available because we are hiring and we'll continue hiring to fill those until we're done. Last year, that process was very fast, and by April, we were pretty much done. This year, I would say we're still going to be looking into April for some of those older positions that can work nights for us, and different positions in the park that just have different age requirements based on the law.
When you apply, if you're just applying at like the entry level spot, do you need any sort of like background certification, anything like that?
No. And honestly, for majority, I would say over 90% of our positions, if even 95, they're all positions that we're going to teach you and train you. There are no roller coaster classes that you're going to take in high school. Everything that we're going to show you is truly going to be unique. And even for our full-time roles that we're hiring for, there's no classes out there that prepare you for Dorney Park. They might have a sort of similar degree, management or recreation, but truly we're a very unique experience. So all entry-level positions, we're going to train and pay for your certification. So we can hire a 15-year-old lifeguard. We're going to pay for the over $100 class for that lifeguard, and we're going to pay for every hour that they're in training. Food and beverage, 15-year-old position that we have available, we are going to pay for ServSafe, which is the requirement for food and beverage to have to work in one of the food locations. We're going to pay for that class for them and everything that's involved in it and their training.
I hope that you're enjoying the episode here with Katie Knopf from Dorney Park, talking about how to get and keep that first job. But we also want to remind you that there's lots of other episodes and topics that you can learn a lot about from the Ninth Grade Experience podcast. If you go to our website at ninthgradeexperience.com, we have all of our episodes listed there. We have links to all the audio, so you can listen to any audio podcast on like Apple or Spotify. You can watch all the videos on YouTube as well. So that's that's at ninthgradeexperience.com. And don't forget, we always share all the different things on social media, at, you know, on TikTok at Ninth Grade Experience, or Instagram Reels at Ninth Grade Experience. And in this episode, we're looking for your feedback on your first job. So we'll be posting this on TikTok too. Our next episode will hopefully be a collection of any ninth grader that's currently out there that has a job. What did they learn this year? So if you are going to share with us what that job is, you can do it through TikTok or reach out to us through the website, ninthgradeexperience.com. So thanks a lot for taking the time to listen. And here's Katie to give you more good insight on how to get that first job. So you talked earlier about you started in ninth grade at Dorney Park, and you've kind of gone through, and a couple of times during our chat here, you've talked about like opportunities for leadership roles, even for like if we're moving through high school. But I'm just kind of curious, for your own personal story, you started there in ninth grade. You're now the manager of recruitment. Did you stay at the park for that entire time? Was it like part-time work? Like, how did you kind of, did you work your way up through the ranks? Did you have to go for like an additional schooling, like after, obviously after high school? Like, so how are you now still, you're still with Dorney Park, and kind of worked your way through?
Sure. So I started at 15 in food and beverage, and was able to grow. I stayed with food and beverage through high school, through college, and then I had to find a full-time job because there wasn't a full-time job available for me, but I still worked here seasonally when I could for about a year. And then a full-time food and beverage position opened up and I interviewed for it and was able to get the full-time food and beverage position and did that for, a number of years, probably close to 10 years in food and beverage, and was able to grow in that position into the food and beverage director for the last couple of years that I did that role. And then I left the company, actually. I left for 5 years. And for 5 years, I was looking for the experience that I had here at the park. And I truly missed the environment. I missed what we do here, and I missed the mission that we have. So I came back 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, to a different role, which was the recruitment role. And I love it. I love the ability to be part of the process and part of the culture that the park is and always has been to, you know, really build the teams. I love that part of it. I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You took that time away, you kind of saw what was out there, and then you decided to come back to, and that's just, it's, you know, when you hear companies or you hear people say, oh, you can always work your way up, like, you know, all this different stuff. You're an example of like, you worked through all those different roles to kind of now be in a leadership position there. I'm just curious. So like, obviously we're talking a lot of focus on like seasonal employment, but you know, we are in the middle of career month too. So when the park closes in October, at the end of October after the Halloween weekend stuff, like what does a full-time employee at Dorney Park do from, let's just say, November to let's just say March? Because obviously we know there's, you know, Christmas and other stuff, but like what's going on like in a full-time employee's job during that time period when the park is not open?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the number one question that we get. What do you do in the off season? And wait, you work? Absolutely. So we have about 130 full-time associates at the park. That is a split between our maintenance team and our operational leadership team. That team really takes that whole off season to prep, plan, and get ready for the next season. The operation is massive, and it does require every department to look at their operation, make adjustments. And then in January, we're going to start hiring and we're going to start going and resetting the park. For maintenance, you know, we have kids who are in different tech programs. They start rehabbing as soon as the park is closed. They break down the rides, take them to their satellite shops, and they start that rehab process throughout the entire off season. Food and beverage, for example, is going to break down. Most of the locations are not heated, or, you know, they're buildings that need to be winterized and they need everything taken out of them, cleaned and, you know, really stripped to get ready for the next season. And then they need to plan. Every department needs to plan of what they're doing, how they're doing it. What are their goals? How do they execute those goals? And then getting their teams on board. We rehire our entire seasonal team every season. So when we start that process again, everyone goes through a training process. This Saturday, we have our leadership training. We're going to have a couple hundred leaders here on property going through that leadership training so that we can set our expectations, set the, you know, our goals for them that they can then lead into their teams and into their department training. So it never stops. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the process, I'm sure, with just the rate of everything happening, and when you're there in the summer, I'm sure it's kind of like you're always on the go, and there's not a lot of time for like reflection and change. And I'm sure like once that like last ride goes in October, early November, it's like, all right, now we can stop and think about like, you know, how are we hiring? Like you talked about what you're looking at, or like, if they're going to offer new food and beverages, like what is that going to look like? And then obviously, if you're watching the video, you can see you're wearing the Iron Menace t-shirt. If you're driving in the area, you can see they're putting the new ride up. So obviously, that's adding a lot of probably excitement to this upcoming season, you know, at Dorney Park. So has the new ride and everything that's coming along with it, A, does it change anything about recruitment? Have you seen more people kind of wanting to come along, you know, or, and B, like, what does a new ride kind of mean in terms of like hiring, or do you have to be more particular? Do you have to kind of look for a certain area of the park or like things like that?
The new ride is amazing. We get to see it come to life like every single day. It is truly a very exciting time for our team. I would say for me in recruitment, it is very easy to talk about. It is very easy to sell. Working at the park at a truly groundbreaking year for us to have a very cool ride coming in. So I think it does make my job easier if I'm going to be honest, which is great. But I also think, am I looking for different? No, I'm still looking for great candidates. I'm still looking, you know, for those. I would say our rehires, those who have worked for us previously, they're really excited. If I was working in ride operations, I would want to be on that new ride, right? I'd want, like, that would be the ride I'd want to work this year. So I think we have a very strong returner rate this year because they know that there's going to be a lot of emphasis and a lot of really cool things coming.
You know, obviously excited for that as well. I like my own thing. I'm not like a huge amusement park guy, but like my kids all like going. Like I'm the guy that stands at the end of the line with the bags and waits for everyone to get off. So, you know,
Somebody's got to do it, Chris.
somebody's
Somebody's got
got
to
to
do
do it, and I'm okay with doing that. Like, you know, I'm excited for the new ride. I will not be going on it, but it looks great. But I know my kids are excited for it. Couple more questions here as we're kind of tying up. I think there's some really great advice that you've been sharing. One question that I got that I think is kind of interesting, and it goes along with like the ride operator thing, but also just a general idea, is like somebody asked like, will I be safe at Dorney Park? Now, obviously there's a lot of stories about like, you know, they put the detectors in, they had, you know, no real big like incidents where some of these other parks that you see like on the news where, you know, young kids coming in and causing issues. But like, if I'm like a 14 or 15 year old in the park, like, A, should I feel safe? And B, what like happens if like they witness something that like is a little like above and beyond what they should be or could be handling?
Sure. Kudos to the student who asked that question. I think that's a very profound question for a student to ask. And for us, it's something that's a priority, 100% priority. Our company has taken different stances to make sure that the parks are safe in a number of ways. One, last year we introduced the chaperone policy. So that chaperone policy means that kids of a certain age have to have an adult with them. It is not a free-for-all where people can just come to the park and possibly, you know, get in some trouble, right? So the chaperone policy is definitely something that we took as an approach to safety first, as opposed to just put as many people in the park as possible, right? It's no, safety is the number one priority for us. Two is our metal detectors. Absolutely. We have metal detectors when you come in, and that is a secondary, you know, piece of the puzzle to make sure that the guests are coming in and just here to have fun. That is the goal, just have fun. But third, we have lots of trainings, policies, and procedures in place to make sure that all of our associates and our guests are safe every single day. There are, in the training programs, there are things that we teach to make sure that now I'm going to call them students, so that our associates know what to do and know who to call and know how to call if they see something that just doesn't feel right or they see something that is wrong. But they're given those tips and tricks as soon as they start working.
So if you're going to sum up for everybody listening as a student, as a, you know, future associate, you know, what would you like, how describe that process for them? So like today they're hearing this and they're, you know, inspired by, you know, the orange Iron Man shirt and they're inspired by everything that we've talked about here. Take the students through like what that process looks like to actually apply for a position at Dorney Park.
Absolutely. So the process is very simple. It is truly going to our website and applying at dorneypark.com. There are jobs that are posted and you would find a job that matches a couple things. What are you interested in? And are you of the correct age to apply for that position? Once you find a job that fits those things, it is really a 5 to 7 minute process to apply. And then our recruiters will take over and send information. I would say a couple of the big things that we've noticed this year in the hiring process is one, we're going to communicate via email and text. So knowing that email that you apply with and checking that email it's big. And I can say I'm not the greatest one of checking my personal email, but when you're applying for a job, you need to be looking at that email on a daily basis because that employer is going to be communicating with you most likely by email and text. Why? We're hiring 2,500 associates and calling 2,500, well, we talked a lot more than that. It's not feasible for us. So we have to use other means of communication. And then truly just getting ready for that job. So talking to your school about how do I get my working papers? What do I need to get those working papers? Because getting them ahead of time makes the process a little bit faster. And then having I-9 documents. And you can look up what are I-9 documents and what are documents that an employer would be looking for. But having those documents readily available so that when you do come in to do your processing with us, you are kind of ahead of the game, right? You don't want to be behind. You have your working papers and you have documents that we can legally hire you.
And do they hold like interviews? Is it like a group interview situation, individual interview situation? Like, is there anything? Because that's another thing that students are not necessarily used to doing, especially with somebody that's attempting to hire them. So do you interview like interviews? And then do you have interview tips for students that are in that spot?
We currently are not doing an interview process. We are reviewing the application and sending job offers out based on the application itself, based on screening questions and availability for the positions that you're applying for. There are positions that interview, and in that case, it would be put your best foot forward. We're looking for a candidate who can engage with us. We're looking for a candidate who can execute the job, to what we need. Some of those positions might be a little bit older, 16 plus, 18 plus. Right now, my interview positions would include guest services. So someone who would be really interacting with the guest, I need to make sure that they can, you know, have a conversation and they can be receptive to that. Security is one, 18 plus, that we're doing an interview. We want to make sure, to your point, and we talked about safety, we want to make sure that we're hiring the best candidates for that position to keep the park safe.
Last question. And I was thinking back, like when you applied for this job in ninth grade, did you have any idea that however many years later, you'd still be at Dorney Park and still, you know, still excited about, like, you can clearly see that you're excited about working at the park, excited about the direction of the park. But, you know, obviously not every ninth grader that gets a job is going to be in it, you know, many years later. But did you ever imagine that you would still be there?
Not a chance. Not a chance. I mean, you don't. So as a ninth grader, and I'm talking to ninth graders, you don't know what you're going to do. You might have ideas of what you're interested in. But truly, I recommend just keep your options open. We still hire full time. There's different positions that open for us. And no, when I was in ninth grade, I absolutely would not have thought that I'd be here. But I found a family. I found something I really enjoy. And when you find something like that, hold on tight, because there it's a diamond sort of situation. You just don't want to let go of it.
Well, thanks a lot for taking the time out. And I think, you know, this is a really great conversation for our students that are looking for a first job to have, to be able to, you know, kind of, there's a lot of things that we talked about. Like there's a lot of pieces to getting that job, holding the job, staying in the job as well. So, you know, thank you for taking the time out to talk to our students and talk to anybody that's listening today. You know, I'm excited about the spring and summer at Dorney Park, and I'm sure you are too. And hopefully we can get some, you know, applicants here from Emmaus High School out to help you out. So thanks a lot for joining us today, and good luck with everything going on in the spring and summer here.
Well, thank you so much. Emmaus is one of our biggest student employers, really, for us. And we love having Emmaus students come through our program, and we hope to continue that partnership with you. So thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Hopefully you liked what you heard, and if you made it this far, I think you did. So please share this episode with somebody that you know that could benefit from it, whether it's a parent, a teacher, a friend, anybody. And you can do that by telling them to go to ninthgradeexperience.com. And don't forget, we want to hear about your stories of what it's like to have a job as a ninth grader, or if you're upperclassman, if you had a job in ninth grade and want to reflect on what that was like. So you can reach out to us on TikTok at Ninth Grade Experience, or on our website, ninthgradeexperience.com as well. Or if you see me in the hallway, if you're at Emmaus High School, you can just kind of let me know that you want to be on the show. We're shooting to get that out there in about 2 weeks. So again, thanks a lot for listening. We hope you got something out of today's episode, and go out and get that first job. And if I see you at Dorney Park this summer there and you listen to this, let me know, and we can, you know, talk about what it's like to be at Dorney Park. So thanks a lot for joining us.